We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Geographics, this is taking place in New Mexico. There's a lot of gun ownership. It's very conservative. Likely going to have some Trump people on that jury just by default. And with gun ownership, you know, you're talking earlier, the experts, the people who know what they're doing with this, they have that stance of, you know, it's always dangerous. And technically it is. Obviously, we saw it here. So you have that, but I imagine you're going to have some folks on there that aren't gun owners, that aren't, you know, exactly in that sort of political leaning where they're not going to agree with his politics. And maybe staunchly thinking the exact opposite way of because Alec Baldwin is not a gun owner. He probably doesn't have the experience or the expertise. Yes, he's used a lot of them on sets, but again, movie sets, very different than being an owner, going out and shooting your weapon or using it on a regular basis on a range or something like that, where it seems that this could get really tricky, although we already have seen two others get convicted on very similar charges here with Henny Gutierrez and David Hall. So I think that's going to play a big role in all this with the geographics. Do you?
Yeah, I do. I really do. I think it, and you never know what a jury is going to do, and you really never know who you're impaneling.
Yeah.
You know, much as we try as attorneys to try to get into the minds of our prospective jurors, it's like, can't really.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, it's not like a Grisham book where you're getting dossiers on jurors, potential jurors, like where you're really able to vet them. You know, that's not how it works. I mean, in Illinois, we get, you know, kind of a juror information sheet the morning of, like, mm-hmm. and we get one for every prospective juror, and it just gives you kind of bare bones, you know, age, you know, married, single,
yeah.
kids, education level, occupation, you know, do you know certain witnesses, you know, so it's very limited in amount of, in terms of the amount of information you get. Like, I'm always trying to jump on social media, like once I get their names, and trying to see if I could pull them up so I can glean something, mm-hmm. you know, because there's cases like this. If I'm defense counsel, you know, I'm not wanting pro Trump people on my jury. If I'm the state, that's all I want.
Yeah.
I want pro Trump people on my jury because of who he is and yeah. because of the Second Amendment type issues that seem to go hand in hand politically, you know, that align with the parties, you know? So yeah, I mean, it could absolutely be the linchpin of the yeah. case, you know, and if it's a split, I mean, we may have a situation where we get another dreaded mistrial because the jury's deadlocked. I mean,
yeah.
it's certainly a thing.
Let's watch one more piece of the opening statements with Alex Spiro talking about Alec Baldwin, and acting as a character on this, not, you know, a registered gun owner checking the weapon on a range.
It is undisputed that the bullet was loaded into the gun by the armorer, the person on set whose responsibility it was to ensure the gun was safe. And so picture that moment of the armorer placing a live bullet into that firearm. You know, you hear the prosecutor say, you know, he did this or he performed in a certain way. He picked out the biggest gun as his prop. It's to tarnish him in your eyes. You will hear no evidence whatsoever. No evidence that anything Mr. Baldwin did, that something he did in that moment, that horrible moment when she put that bullet in that gun, none of it had anything to do with Alec Baldwin. And finally, the first assistant director's job, the head of safety, Dave Halls, checks it before it goes to the actor. And he will tell you he made a tragic mistake. He failed to detect the live bullet. And Alec Baldwin had nothing to do with that either. So all this evidence that the prosecutor just outlined, all of it, has nothing to do with these critical issues. Nothing. Which leads us to this. The evidence will show that on a movie set, safety has to occur before the gun is placed in the actor's hands. In this case, this unique case on a movie set, the prop gun was placed in Mr. Baldwin's hands and cold gun was announced, meaning it had been checked and double-checked by those responsible to ensure the gun was safe. It was just a prop. They all thought it was just a prop and could do no harm. The actor's job is to act, to rehearse, to choreograph his moves, to memorize his lines. He's Harlan Rust. He's an outlaw running for his life, who in the incident in question, he's pulling a six shooter to try to defend himself. That's why the gun has to be safe before it gets into the actor's hands. His mind is somewhere else, in the being of another, a century away, an outlaw. He must be able to take that weapon and use it as the person he's acting would. To wave it, to point it, to pull the trigger like actors do, in ways that would be lethal in the real world, but are not lethal on a movie set.
I thought it was spelled out very well, honestly. Like,
I did too. I thought it was a very, like we said, I mean, both openings were compelling.
Yeah.
You know, but there's so much truth to that, you know, and I think that the people that act for a living will really strike a chord with them, you know, in terms of like your mind is just not there. It's like, during our live yesterday, I was talking about, it's not so different than like if Allison and I are preparing for trial and, you know, you're going over your opening arguments or your opening statements or your closing arguments just on repeat, much the way that actors are remembering their lines, mm-hmm. their character actors, or if they're using method acting in terms of like they're trying to become the person that they're portraying, you know, and they're like, they don't allow their family to call them Alec Baldwin. You have to call me Rust, you know, whatever the case may be. In that moment, you're just in a completely different place mentally.
Yeah.
You know, you're not doing the things that you would normally be doing because you're quite literally doing your job. That mm-hmm. would be like, you know, a doctor that's performing surgery. You don't want their mind elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, they rely on the people around them to, you know, do what they need to be doing, what their jobs are, in order to put that doctor in the position where they can focus all of their attention on the task at hand. You know,
yeah.
it's the same thing here. And when you've got like multiple layers who quite literally their job is to make sure that the weapon is safe or the prop is safe, and you have failures on two major fronts and it gets handed to the actor, like I'm just having personally a hard time holding him criminally liable.
Now, yeah.
Do I think, like I said, it to me, and they've been sued by multiple parties. You know, to me, it's a civil thing as to Alec Baldwin. Yeah. You know, we know what the result was as to Hannah Garcia, you know, or not Garcia, Hannah
Gutierrez.
Gutierrez, you know, that she was, you know, found to be criminally liable for mm-hmm. because, I mean, it was her job.
Yeah.
Like, he introduced the live round to that set.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she didn't know how. Yeah. You know, like she didn't really have an answer for it, which killed her.
Yeah.
Like not having that, like an answer for that, you know, and then they're introducing the fact that she was partying the night before and everything else. It just, it looks sloppy and her inexperience, you know, all those things. But then, and then you've got the added layer of Halls mm-hmm. just sitting there saying it's a cold gun, you know, and then that was quite literally his job. I mean, yeah. I don't know how it gets to Baldwin in terms of criminal liability, but it might.
Yeah. We'll have to watch and see. It's just starting right now.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish, but breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish, but breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports. The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at nissanusa.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.